Okay, let's begin. I just got a phone call this morning from my brother-in-law, who was at the scene last night. So he said with his chavrusa that they have to learn a couple extra minutes today just to have some inspiration from last night. So he said at least for one day the inspiration worked. Let's hope it continues to work for the rest of the year. So I hope the Sunday morning starts off strong. It could be stronger, but hopefully we'll have a strong year of learning together. Someone asked there, before we do the shiur on what to wear, wool versus cotton, maybe we should do a prior discussion whether we should be wearing tzitzis in the first place or not. So I thought that was an obvious answer. We should all, of course, be wearing tzitzis. That's a whole other discussion, but I presume everyone here does wear tzitzis. So let's discuss the question of whether or not you should be wearing wool tzitzis or you could wear cotton or some other material. So the Gemara really, it starts off in the Gemara. This is the focus of the whole shiur. You need to get this Gemara down pat, and then everything else is going to flow very, very nicely. So it's the Gemara Menachos Lamed Tes Amud Beis, rather. It's the fourth parak of Maseches Menachos. And this fourth parak discusses the halachas of tzitzis. Anyone wanting to learn halachas of tzitzis, this is the parak to learn. So the Gemara has a machlokes between Rava and Rav Nachman based on the following. So Rava found that there was a contradiction in two different psukim describing which type of material is needed for tzitzis. So one pasuk says, Ksiv haknaf min kanaf, that the strings that you're wearing, the tzitzis strings, have to be the same material as the clothing that you're wearing, the beged of the tzitzis. See, if you're wearing wool, there should be wool tzitzis. If you're wearing silk, there should be silk tzitzis. So, min kanaf. And then the other pasuk says, ksiv tzemer pishtim. The pasuk limits the tzitzis to only wearing wool and linen. Sounds like any other material, plastic and leather shouldn't be good. But from the word kanaf, sounds like any material. So, which one is it? Is it limited to tzemer pishtim, or is it open to all types of materials? So Rava says it's not a contradiction. Haketan, how do you reconcile this contradiction? The Gemara answers, tzemer pishtim, if you have the tzitzis strings that are made of wool or linen, either one, if the strings are tzemer pishtim, so those strings are going to be poterin, bein b'minan, bein shlo b'minan. It's going to exempt the beged, the four-cornered garment, whether that beged is made of tzemer pishtim, or whether that beged is made of something else. Let's say it's made of silk. So if you have string, let's focus on wool. Let's ignore linen for now. No one wears linen. So you have wool tzitzis strings. So wool tzitzis strings will exempt minan, its beged, its type, if it's a wool beged. And if it's another type of beged, she'ena minan, if it's a silk cloth, the wool will exempt that as well. Now that implies that you could wear any type of beged, any material, silk or wool or linen or whatever else you might want to wear, plastic. But shar minim, if you're using tzitzis strings that are made of another material that's not wool, if I'm, let's say, making silk strings, tzitzis strings, so then it's only going to exempt biminim potin. It's only going to exempt a cloth that's made of silk. But silk strings will not shalo biminim ein potin, will not exempt a type of clothing that's not the same as silk. So again, wool strings will exempt any type of beged. Silk strings will only exempt silk. Plastic strings will only exempt plastic. But what comes out of all this is that Rava holds that the beged could be made of any type of material. And you'd be chayv in tzitzis mederaisa, whether it's wool, linen, silk, plastic, let's throw out leather for now, any material right now, would be chayv in tzitzis mederaisa. That's the shita of Rava. So cotton and wool, it's all fine, all the same. Then comes along the position of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says no. Kidatana debay Rabbi Yishmael. He holds like the position of Rabbi Yishmael. Datana debay Rabbi Yishmael. Hol v'nemru begadim b'tor stam. When it describes tzitzis, it really says begadim. Whenever you wear a beged, it doesn't tell you what type of beged. Whenever you're wearing a four-cornered garment, you have to put tzitzis. It doesn't specify which type. But, he points out, uprat lecha kasav ve'echad men. When it comes to shatnez, it says tzemer pishtim. It specifies wool or linen. So Rabbi Yishmael understands that just like when it comes to shatnez, it only tzemer pishtim, that comes to teach you to define when it says beged, legabe tzitzis, it also means only tzemer pishtim. So Rav Nachman holds that you're only chay midiraisa when you have a wool or linen cloth, a beged. Rashi does point out that Rav Nachman holds midirabanan, other materials would be chayv as well. Silk, plastic would be chayv also midirabanan, But on a deraisa level, Rav Nachman holds that only wool and linen is chayiv, while Rava holds that any material, even cotton, would be chayiv mid-deraisa. So Rava holds everything, Rav Nachman holds only tzemer upishim. So that's a very basic Gemara, and the question really becomes now, as we'll go through, how do we paskin? It becomes a machlokis in how to paskin. So if you look at Tosos there, number 3, this is Tosos on that page in Menachos Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. He quotes from Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, Pasku Kirava. Why? What's the reason? Mishum Dehu Basra. So this becomes, if you look at the end of Maseches Brachos, there's a Klalei Apsak. There's a whole list of how do we paskin Chilas. Rava versus Abaye, Rabbi Zeir versus Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabba versus Rabbi Yosef. Everyone, how do you figure out how to paskin? So one of the rules of paskin Chilas is we always paskin like the Basra, the last opinion. This is, by the way, the Rif, we'll see later on, the Rif holds this way as well. You always paskin like the Basra, the later authority, which kind of sounds strange because you would think the early generations, if it's me versus the Chavetz Chaim, of course you're paskin like the Chavetz Chaim. But in the end of the day, when you're dealing with, not me, but you're dealing with a person who's a Talmud Chacham, who knows things, so he's able to see everything and see who was accepted. Chavetz Chaim says one thing, Chaz Nisha something else, or Moshe, or Shlomo Zalman, and after all the dust has settled, they can figure out, well, what the Gemara says, Pok Chazi Mai Amadavar, which means what? Go see what everyone's doing. It's based on Minog, what has really picked up, because whatever the Minog of Amisol, that usually indicates what the correct halach is. So Basra, you look at the last person, and he has the authority to decide how to paskin. Which, by the way, the Rif says this in the context of why do we paskin like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi? We've discussed this in the past. So many reasons are brought down. The Rif says, very simple. Because the Yerushalmi had closed off their learning at a certain point, I don't know what year it was, but the Bavli continued to learn further and later and later. So the Bavli is the Basra, is the later opinion, so that's why we paskin and learn the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. So that's the reason why Tosos paskins like Rava, who came after Rabbi Yishmael and Rav Nachman, and therefore the halacha is your chayiv to wear tzitzis mideraisa, even wearing cotton. So cotton would be just as chayiv in tzitzis deraisa as it would be wearing wool. That's how Tosos paskins. Now the Rush there in the back, the Rush.
That's Rava, all materials, not Rav
Nachman. Exactly, that's the shita of Rava. Now the Rush also paskins like Hilchasa Karava Dehu Basra. By the way, the Rush oftentimes will paskin like Tosos. In fact, they'll say many times the same exact thing. If you look in the Beis Yosef, those who are familiar with learning the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef, of course, is a wonderful sefer to learn. It brings you all the Ray, the basic Rishonim. He oftentimes will skip Tosfos when he goes through the sugyo called Gemar Rashi, and will skip Tosfos and just really jump right to the Rush, because a Rush is a much clearer presentation of Tosfos and also brings the halacha in a very clear way. So the Rush holds like Tosfos, that we paskin like Rava because Dehu Basra, he was the later opinion. And he's troubled as to why, later on in number 4 here, as to why Vitemahu Lama Pasa Karav Alphas, that's the Rif, Karav Nachman, why would the Rif paskin like Rav Nachman? Kevin de Rabim Pligiale. There are many more people who argue on Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda, Verachba, Verava, which is another concept in Piskei Halacha. Yachid Verabim Halacha Kirabim. So there are two reasons why you wouldn't paskin like Rav Nachman. Number 1 is Rav Nachman's a das yachid, apparently. And number 2 is Rava was Basra. He was the later authority, so we should paskin like Rava. Those are two svaras thrown out by the Rush. Still nonetheless, and this is very important for the Svardim, the Rambam seems to say otherwise. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tzitzis Per Gimel, Halacha Aleph, I'm reading just the bold here, V'tiyeh haksus shel tzemer o shel pishon bilvad. If you want to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of tzitzis, you have to make sure to have either wool tzitzis, or beged, I should say, or a linen beged. And Halacha Beis, he adds, aval talis shel sharminim, if it's made of another material, let's use cotton as the example, ein chayavim b'mitzvah tzitzis ela midivrei chachamim kidei lizar b'mitzvah tzitzis. It's an interesting explanation, that midirabanan, you're chayv to wear, if you happen to be wearing a cotton garment, so the Rambam says you're chayv to place tzitzis on, just as a safeguard that you should be careful in wearing tzitzis. But you're not fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa by wearing a cotton beged. That's the Rambam's shita. So the Ravid has a very cryptic statement here, and he says in number 6, unclear what he really means. The Kesem Mishna thinks the Ravid is saying two different points here. So I'm not going to go read this inside. Those who want can. But the Kesem Mishna thinks that the Ravid argues On the Rambam, it's not so clear though, but that puts the Ravid in the same camp as Tosos and the Rush, that any material is Chayv Midaraisa in Tittus, while the Rambam right now stands alone, not alone, he stands with the Rif. The Rambam and the Rif stand on the other side, that only wool and linen are Chayv Midaraisa.
And that's what Sephardim hold?
Well, we'll get to there in the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. We'll get there very, very soon. So now, let's bring it to the Beis Yosef. So we went through the basic Gemara, went through a basic Rishonim. So now the Beis Yosef number 8, we're not going to read the whole thing, but he, Kedarko, summarizes the whole sugya, brings a number of different Rishonim, Rashi, Tosos, the Rush, the Rambam, the Rif, he probably quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham, he often quotes here. He lists all the different Shitas. And the Mordechai he quotes. So how do we pass? And look at the very, very last line here. Very interesting Beis Yosef. And those who are familiar with the Beis Yosef won't be so surprised by this statement. But the Beis Yosef says in the very last line, Umikol makom, after I went to the entire sugya, you know how we paskin? Kevin de harav Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, the Rif, v'arambam kaima b'chad shitasa, since they both hold the same way, that you have to wear wool or linen, so hachi naktina, and that's how we paskin. Even though the Rush says we should wear, you could wear any material, and the Tosas paskin any material, since the Rambam and the Rif held that you should wear dafka tzemer pishim midraisa, that's how we should paskin. So how did he get away with that? He just listed a whole list of individuals we showed him who paskin the other way around. Tosas and the Rush and the Rashin.
Before the Rav read that, I was 2 out of 3 Amudi HaRas.
We'll get there, yeah, exactly. So you're familiar with the Beis Yosef. We're going to lead to that. Where the Beis Yosef gets away with this, saying we paskin like the Rambam and the Rif over 10 other Rishonim. So that's what we're going to get to. So before we get to that Beis Yosef, to explain what this machlok is why they paskin like Rambam and Rif over everyone else, look what the Darchei Moshe's response is. Number 9. The Darchei Moshe says, this is the Ramaz Hagos on the Beis Yosef. I mentioned this maybe 2 years ago, the whole history of the Beis Yosef and the Darchei Moshe, that they both lived at the same time. The Rama and the Beis Yosef, Yosef Cairo, lived at the same time. And they both wanted to create a parish, build a parish around the Tur. The Tur was the son of the Rush, the Baal Turim. So he wrote the Sefer, the Tur. He split up into 4 different sections, or Achaim, Choshe Mishpah, Yerdeya, and Evin Ezer. And both the Beis Yosef and the Rama wanted to write a parish on this Tur. And they were both, if you will, they started this race. Not really a race, but they were kind of racing to finish the Sefer. And Beis Yosef was a little quicker than the Rama. So he came out and he published his Sefer. And Rama, you know, said, well, what's the point of my parish? We already have the Beis Yosef's parish. I'll just make my additions and changes to whatever the Ashkenazi minhagim are. I'll add to the Beis Yosef. So that's what the Darchei Moshe is. Just little comments here and there where he may have forgotten the Mordechai or someone else. That's how Darchei Moshe came along. Now, just to finish that whole story, then they both had the same dream of, let's forget the Torah, let's build a Shulchan Aruch. Let's make a very clear halacha, forget all the sugyas in the background. That make a look in the Torah, the Beis Yosef, for all the backgrounds of the sugya. Let's get very much halacha l'maisa. How do we paskim? So Shulchan Aruch started writing his Sefer, Rama started writing his Sefer, and the truth is the Ma'bid also, who wrote the Kiryas Sefer and the Rambam, started writing his Sefer to join this race. And there's a big marathon, who's going to publish the final Halacha Sefer? And of course, Yosef Kara won, and he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, the final final code of Halachas. So Rama's like, why do I need to have a second Sefer of Halachas? So I may as well just make my Hagos here, where the Ashkenazi Minhagim are different. I'm going to make a comment here, a comment there. Wherever we agree to the Shulchan Aruch, I'll leave it alone. But whenever the Ashkenazim have a different Minhag, I'll put my comments here. The Ma'bit, the Kiryas Sefer, who wrote a Sefer on the Rambam, he wasn't accepted because he just wrote the sheet on the Rambam. He didn't take into account any other Rishonim. So the Kiryas Sefer has a beautiful Sefer on the Rambam. Rav Shechter points out that Ma'bit usually has very big Chidushim. They're very nice for Lamed Shashiv. We don't pass like that Ma'bit because his Chidushim are way out there sometimes, but certainly an interesting Sefer to learn. So now, the Darchei Moshe argues as follows. Look at number 9. V'ein Dvarav Nirin. I don't think that the Beis Yosef is correct in saying that we should paskin like the Rif and the Rambam, who holds like the Rav Nachman, that you only have to, only with Tzemer are you chayef. Ela nira lifsok kedever Tosfos. I think we should paskin like Tosfos. Me'achar shirabenu v'aposkim ha'acharonim hiskimo imam. Everyone agrees that we paskin like Tosfos, that like Rava holds every single beged's chayef midraisa. So now he makes an interesting reference, which we'll go through. Ukvar herachti baze baktamasi b'siyata dishmaya. I already went through this discussion in my hakdama. So if you want to know something about a person who wrote a sefer, the Mechaber, the Akdama is always a fascinating thing. The Akdama is a lot of fun to read through. It's probably worthwhile to go through maybe a series to go through just Akdamas of different Svarim. So Rama says, look back at my Akdama, you'll find what I'm talking about. So what's he talking about? So it sounds like the machlokas of whether or not wearing cotton tittis is deraisa or only derbanan goes back to a much deeper discussion between the Beis Yosef's Hakdama and the Rama's Hakdama. So now let's go back. What would the Beis Yosef write in his Hakdama? This is what Aaron was mentioning before. The Beis Yosef tells you, how did I paskin? What was the method I used to paskin? You know, he came way after the times of the Gemara. So there were no principles given to him how to paskin. So Rama, the Beis Yosef in his Hakdama, I was going to go through the whole thing, but I figured I will save it for a different time. He actually interestingly writes that he recommends everyone should go through the entire Shulchan Aruch, that means all four Chalakim, every 30 days. That's what he recommends. All 30 days. Now, remember, this is before there was a Taz and a Magen of Ram and the Pisrei Tshuva, Shari Tshuva, and Pisrei Tshuva, and all the other stuff, the Shach, and the, but just the Shulchan Aruch alone. So every 30 days. So someone, when I told this to someone, he was very nice. He bought me a sefer of just the Shulchan Aruch, nothing else on the side. It's still like 8 volumes. So it's a lot to go through every 30 days. But either way, that was the idea, to have it chazered over and over again. So he explained what was his method of coming to a conclusion. So if you read through number 10, Beis Yosef's Hakdama, V'Allah Badaiti, I had a thought, Sha'acha kol hadvarim, after all the discussions in the Beis Yosef, so efso kalacha, I'm going to paskin, v'achriya bein hasvaros, I'm going to figure out whose svara is more correct, ki zehu atachlis lios lanu Torah, achas. The idea of Torah is not to create machlokes, it's trying to make a decision, alibu dehilchasa. U'mishpat echa, we should all follow the same halacha. That's the goal. You need to learn through the sugyas and the questions and answers and the lamdas to figure out what's going on, but then you have to figure out, what am I supposed to do? Little modlasos. So then he says, if you look a little further in this paragraph, in the bold, v'lachayin hiskamti b'dayti, I had concluded in my mind, ki lios shloshes amudei hara, like Aaron said before, to have the three pillars of hara, asher bayis beisisel nishan alem, that all of Klaisel depend upon, borasayim in their teachings, halo hema, who are they? Harif, varamam, varash, amarti, Elibi, I said to myself, Shibamakum Shishnai Mehem Maskim Ladas Achas, when two of these three great Gdolim agreed to one opinion, Nifso Kalacha Kimosam, I'm going to Paskin like that.
He picked them?
He picked them because these were just the great leaders. They were the
at that
I mean, they all made a tremendous at the time. The Rif was the first one to take the Gemara and cut out all the Agata, all the questions and answers, and create a safer halacha. The Rush followed in his footsteps. The Rush was the leader of all the Ashkenazim. And the Rambam had his whole way. He wrote a whole Yad Chazaka of writing on all of Shas in such a clear way. So he felt, and it must have been they were leaders, I imagine, as well, which everyone respected them as the three greatest leaders. Yeah.
I asked this child a long time ago, and they told me that the reason why they picked these three Gedolim is that because they're the ones who have the most expansive and the most vast knowledge of across the entire Torah, not leaving anything out. That's why they picked these three.
Well, the Rambam certainly writes in everything. The Rush and Rif, I'm sure they did. I know they did. They just didn't write on the areas of Kadshim or Zeraim, though. That we don't have. So I'm not sure how that explains it. I just think because they really made tremendous breakthroughs in how to paskin Shilas, and they were accepted. The fact that they were the leaders of their communities in Morocco and Spain and Germany. So these were the three great leaders of Svard, of Ashkenaz. So he says, I'm going to pretty much ignore everyone else, and whatever these three have, I'm going to figure out 2 versus 1, and that will be the winner of every decision. Imlo b'miktas mekomos, with the exception of a few rare cases, shekochach meyisol, if everyone argues on these three, oh, maybe rubam, or maybe most of the others argue on them, then I'll argue on them. But other than that, for the most part, he always paskins like the Rambam, Riff, and Rush, and two of the three. Now, there are some instances, we'll call it a Rajba here and there, where we don't have what the halacha is of the Rambam on the particular halacha, or the Rush, or the Riff. The Rajba was asked a certain shaila in his Chuvos, so there's nothing that they have comments, so we'll quote a Rajba. So the person wants to ask me, how could he quote a Rajba? Doesn't he only say the three great? No. When there's a machlokas, so then he'll discuss those three. But if there's not a machlokas, they don't comment on a particular halacha, he's not ignoring everyone else. So that's the basic premise of the Shulchan Aruch's Piskei Halacha. So now the Darchei Moshe in his Hakdama is not very pleased with this. And he writes in number 11, Hashlishis v'hu Iker, this is one of the reasons why he wanted to write his Darche Moshe, Kiyadua sharav ha-machaber Beis Yosef, it's already quite well known that the Rav Yosef Karo, B'tivo el ha-gdolim nichsaf, he was very much inclined towards those three gdolim, the Rif, the Ramam, and the Rush. He always paskin based on two or three edim. That's a play in the pasuk by edus. These are very much dear geonim. Harif v'aramam v'arash b'chol makom sheshnayim mehem ladas achas nitzmadim. When two of them agree on one position. V'leshar rebavsa adirei haTorah lo chashalem. He didn't care for the other rabbanim. So he writes further in the Darche Moshe. But halo harif shepasuk sof perik beis de erivin v'skimu imo rabim lipso kalacha b'chamakom kibasra lo lachush l'divrei kamay. But how could you ignore all the later poskim? Doesn't the Rif himself hold? We always go like basra. Yeah. So once you finalize halacha based on the Rambam, Rush, and Rif, and you ignore the Rashba and the Ritva and everyone else who came after the Mordechai, so that's there's a steer within the Rif himself because he says you always go like the later authority. So the Mordechai wasn't, rather the Darche Moshe was not very pleased with this method of paskening shilas. And if you go to the next page, on the top of page number 3, he says, V'af ki bal mechaber batzmo. Even the mechaber himself, not the mizeh klal, he also steers away sometimes from this principle. And he quotes a number of places, not many, but a number of places where the mechaber paskens against two of the three. Even though the Rambam and Rush say one thing, he might go like the Rif. So even he accepts that it's not always like that.
He said himself, why he does that.
Exactly, right. So then you have to figure out. So
in that case, was that really the situation?
Exactly. So that's what really boils down to. So the Ramah's saying back to our case of tzitzis. So it comes to the case of wearing cotton tzitzis. So the Rambam paskin and the Rif paskin that only wool is chayiv, nothing else. And the Beis Yosef paskin that way because since the Rambam and Rif held that way, and the Rush argued, two against one, so we say you have to wear tzemer pishim. But the Ramah says, go back to my Agdama. And even the Mechaber himself agreed. But this is a case where Rove other poskim argue on the Rambam and the Rush. The Mordechai, the Tosas, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rashi, and the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and all these other people argued. So even in your own klal, we should be posketing like Rava, who holds that all types of cloth are chayv midiraisa in wearing tzitzis. So that's the root of the machlokas here. Really comes down to piskei halacha, which is fascinating. So let's get down halacha lemaisa. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch Nerama, how we paskin halacha lemaisa. Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Tes, there's a Hilchos Tzitzis, number 12. Svardim, pay attention to this. This is for you guys. Ein chay betzitzis min haTorah ela beged pishim o shel tzemer rechelim. You have to midiraisa. You're only chayv in wearing linen or wool. Aval big day shar minim ein chayavim betzitzis ela midirban. Others you're chayav midirbanon, but midiraisa only wool. So you tell me otherwise. Did the Sfardim say that you have to, you're allowed to wear cotton? And you're allowed to wear cotton, okay, but you're not fulfilling.
You're talking about it, there's a chayav or not a chayav, but do you get some credit if you're
You get credit for derabanan, but you don't get credit for deraisa. So that's why maybe we should discuss whether you have to wear tzitzis in the first place. You really don't have to, but the accepted minhag is everyone does wear. So once you wear it, we'll see in a second. The Mishnah Berurah says one of the nafkaminas. Who cares derabanan deraisa? I'm getting a mitzvah because the person has the option of fulfilling a mitzvah in a deraisa way versus a derabanan way. You should certainly seek after the deraisa way. So that's for the svarim.
There's a cool and a plum in both ways. Saying according to svarim that they only go to the mitzvah with wool. But back in the day when all their clothing was, the beged was, we wear now because we weren't full of mitzvah, but back then the beged was, they used to have four-cornered garments. So for Ashkenazim, they would have the pitzis on everything.
Well, you would also have to midirabanan, though.
Oh, midirabanan.
You still have to midirabanan, right. But midiraisa, the svaradim would still, the kula would be as follows. The way it would be a kula, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, actually we'll get to that kula in a second. Look first at the Ramah, what the Ramah's comment is. The Ramah writes, "V'yesh omrim dechulu chayavim v'deraisa v'hachi hilchasa." So we paskin that you can wear anything you want. For us, Ashkenazim, most of the people in this room are Ashkenazim, so you are allowed to fulfill the mitzvah midiraisa wearing cotton. Now, I'm not going to discuss wearing the mesh garments. That's a whole other discussion, or other types of artificial material. But let's just assume cotton for right now. So Midiraisa, we're yotzei the mitzvah with cotton. That's the sheet of the Rama. So you walk away here. So those who like wearing cotton, it's more comfortable. It's better in the summer. For the Ashkenazim, you're good. But for the Svardim, it's better not to. That's where we end right now. So let's discuss right now, at least in the world of the Mishnah of the Svardim, who cares whether it's Midiraisa or it's Derabanan? I don't have to wear tzitzis like Mikey said, right? It's very much recommended to wear dal kanfos and to put tzitzis on them. So once I don't have to, but I'm choosing to fulfill that minhag, let me at least fulfill it in a comfortable way, and I'm at least getting a derabanan, I could check that off. So who cares, derabanan, deraisa? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a few different nafkaminas, whether it's derabanan or it's deraisa. Number 13. He writes, firstly, that as I mentioned, that it's yoser ro'i lasos beged shu yoseh ba'u min haTorah. It's much better if I have the option to fulfill a mitzvah in a deraisa way as opposed to a derabanan way. And this we find in many places, to do it in a deraisa way over a derabanan way. Number two is, if there's some type of suffix, I don't want to get involved in the suffix that the Mishnah Berurah talks about. It's a mixing up a string that had lishma versus not lishma. You weren't sure if it was woven or spun lishma or not lishma. Suffix deraisa, you shouldn't use it. But if it's only for cotton, which is derabanan for the svardim, you can use it. But the third nafkamina, which is very, very important in halacha lemaisa, and I've seen this before in a shul, that im yoshev, number three, im yoshev, actually is a different case by the shatnez I saw once. Im yoshev b'tzibor, let's say a guy sitting in shul. V'nifzak echa mitzitziosa b'chol. So then he gets his tzitzis stuck on a chair, let's say, happens all the time. You walk and get stuck in a chair, and then you don't realize you walk and it snaps. So now what happens? If it's a midirabanan, the chiv to wear, let's say you're wearing a cotton baguette, it's only dirabanan, that's how your talus is made of cotton, let's say. Yeshlomar kavod abrios docha dirabanan. So again, he's really talking about right now a situation if a person's shirt, not his talus, his shirt was made of cotton. And if he has to take off his shirt, he's going to be without a shirt on, it's going to be embarrassing, that's kavod abrios. So even though he's missing a string on his fourth corner, he's allowed to walk away around with it, since it's only chayv midirabanan. But if it's a chiyah midiraisa, then you can't walk around with a, if you're wearing a wool tzitzis, we'll beg it, and they're missing tzitzis in one corner, you need to take it off right away, you're violating an isra aseh midiraisa. So that's an afkamina, whether it's derabanan or deraisa. Now, number 14, the Mishnah Berurah points out, though, if a guy is sitting in shul, let's say, and he's wearing a wool garment, and a tzitzis string rips off one corner, so now we said take it off, it's deraisa, you can't wear dal kanfos without a tzitzis string. So Mishnah Berurah points out, if a guy sitting in shul, which is going, if he takes off his shirt in the middle of shul, you imagine the type of busha he's going to be going through. So, what?
You mean the whole thing. Right?
The whole thing where it rips off, yeah.
One string,
right.
One
that's exactly. You have to figure out, if different parts of the string, not all of it, come off, then the machlok is how much is left. If it's a tiny bit left, it's good enough. But let's say the whole thing snaps off. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, it's a ganai b'yoser. It's very disgraceful for a guy to be sitting in shul and ripping off a shirt, obviously. So then, in that case, even though he's wearing a wool garment, he's allowed to stay in shul and wear it with the ripped off corner.
Even if it's deraisa?
Even though it's deraisa.
Because of the embarrassment.
Yeah, exactly. Which gets to a whole other discussion, because really we assume normally covered brios is only docha and iser derabanan. It's not docha and iser deraisa. But the Mishnah Berurah felt that since it's a ganai yoser, it's a very serious kavod abrios, it's really, really embarrassing. Even that, sometimes it could be docha in iser deraisa. Okay, so that's what we're passing right now. So again, the mechaber, the svardim, have to wear tzemer to be mechai in the mitzvah deraisa, and the ashkenazim can wear any material they want, even cotton. So the
because of all these problems, wouldn't it make sense to wear the rabbanan so you don't violate the deraisa when it breaks?
Yeah, but so unlikely that a person's strings are really going to snap off. I think it's unlikely. Okay, let's jump to number 17. 15, 16 is interesting. You could look at it if you want about a certain proof they have, but let's jump to 17 now. So all those people who love the Mishnah Berurah, we all love the Chavetz Chaim, of course. So if you're passing like the Chavetz Chaim, even the Ashkenazim, you're going to find yourself in the same camp as the Svardim. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Even though the Rama paskins, you could wear any clothing, any type of material, and be chayv and mekayim the mitzvah deraisa, Mishnah Berurah kedarko was v'yesh omrim yachmir al atzmo lachush ledea harishona. Some say you should be machmir on yourself and follow the first position of the mechaber of only wearing tzemer. The yas talis shel tzemer kedei she is chai betzitzis min haTorah lechuliyama v'nochon she yase bein talis gadol bein talis katan shel tzemer. So that's for the Ashkenazim. There is no, that's not a heter. You could still wear one. There's a heter to wear a cotton beged. But if you consider yourself in the camp of a, he didn't say you're a shemayim. I'm going to add you're a shemayim. So according to the Mishnah Brura, you should really be wearing only wool tzitzis and talis. Rav Moshe was saying the same thing. A fascinating tshuva here, Rav Moshe. He was asked the question whether or not you're allowed to wear nylon or other types of artificial begadim for tzitzis. And he says you're not allowed to because it's not called a beged. Because the definition of a beged is tzemer pishtim is the prototype of what a beged is. What's tzemer pishtim? It's when you have strings of cotton or wool, linen or wool that you weave together. So when it comes to, again, I don't know enough about, I don't know much about
nylon
making,
polyester synthetic. It's man-made in a factory. So that, right. It's not really fibers, it's not beged.
It's not string that you weave together. So he says, he gives an example that everyone agrees, leather. Leather, you're not chayv and tittus. Leather is not, is it different, Sheldon?
No, you said weaving.
Right.
Or you said, of course, a nylon sheet is not weaving, but there would be other synthetic things.
Oh, yes.
Right, so what, so this, my answer.
Nylon polyester woven is actually, it's all threads.
So I'll explain what the where Moshe says that everyone agrees leather is not chayv and tittus because it's not woven together, that we agree to. He says even if you take leather, make them into strings, and then weave them together, that's still not the definition of it. So same thing with synthetic material, even if you make them into strings, it's not really naturally strings as much as I guess wool and linen would be. So he therefore rejects nylon cannot be considered a beged and not chayv in tittus. Then he gets to the very end of this discussion. We'll read this inside together, number 18. Look at the last paragraph where it begins, U'le'inin lilvosh b'yomim hachamim. If the day is the summer where it's very, very hot, and we all have worn tzitzis when it gets very hot out, and it's uncomfortable, it's sweaty, it smells. So, to wear a beged da kanas miminim she'enim hachamim, to wear types of material that don't make you hot, that are actually somewhat refreshing. Like cotton. Are you allowed to wear cotton in the summer? It's much easier to wear in the summer. That you're part of midraisa in materials like such as cotton. Now this is a very important line, guys. Pay attention to this line. He quotes the Gemara. Be'idin rischa. In the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry, now those who learned Daf Yomi saw today's Daf of Bilam, in the time he was looking for the moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to be angry to curse Hashem, he was unsuccessful, curse Bnei Yisrael rather, he was unsuccessful. So Be'eden Rischa, the moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry, so Ha'amar Malacha, a Malach came to Rav Ketina and said, De'anishan A'asei. He says, Rav Ketina, you're being punished because you're not wearing tzitzis. Rav Ketina says, what do you mean? I'm wearing tzitzis right here. Says, yeah, but that's not wool. Says, so what? I'm still midir banam, mekayim the mitzvah. He says, no, when Hashem gets angry, if you want to protect yourself, make sure mishum sheyesh lahadir lekayim aseh, af shein achayiv. You should make sure to wear tittis, even though you don't have to, and wear it in the best type of way, the greatest chumrah to fulfill even on a deraisa level. So for the svardim who say that, yeah, you're chayiv tittis on cotton, but that's only midir banam. If you want to really protect yourself, and I know the Sfarim are very much careful about protecting themselves with all types of klalos, they're very concerned with these things, so then you should not wear cotton to fulfill your mitzvah of tzitzis. That's what the Gemara says. You need to be wearing wool. So that's certainly for the Rambam, that you can't, and the Sfarim, you cannot wear cotton in the summer. Mikol makom, likach beged shel tzemer b'shvil ki mitzvah tcheles. So you should certainly buy a cloth that's chayim midraisa. Look at the Ramah, last four lines up towards the end of the line. That all cloth is chayim, all types of materials are chayim midraisa. So then you would think, you could wear a cotton tzitzis in the summer. Makes a lot of sense. It's only a hider. So then, mitzvah yesh l'smocha ramah. You could certainly rely on the ramah and wear cotton tittis. Gam shelo lahachmir leilach dafka b'shel tzemer. Kevin shekashelo mitzad achom. It's very hot. So right now, the Rav Moshe says Ashkenazim are allowed to wear cotton begadim in the summer. But I'm sorry, guys, if you read six more words, Rav Moshe writes, Aval mikol makom bal nefesh, and as I always say, you guys who show up and learn Sunday mornings here, I'm considering bal nefesh, even those who walk in late. Hamachmir tavol avracha, the bal nefesh, those of bal nefesh who come in, they're all considered a bal nefesh and should be machmir to only be wearing wool tzitzis. And that's how Rav Moshe concludes, just like Rav Mishnah Brura, that you should be wearing wool tzitzis, even though there are paskins you could wear cotton. And even though it sounds like Moshe Shom, you could wear cotton, a bal nefesh should be machmir and only wear wool, even in the summer, as uncomfortable and smelly as it may be.
When do we receive discomfort that altering halacha?
It's not altering halacha. It's not changing halacha. There are options here. So within the options, that could be a consideration. Ramosha says the same thing. What?
Everybody should wear wool.
That's what Ramosha says. We're not there yet. You'll see. Ramosha number 19 has a similar tshuva. I'm not going to go through it. But let's jump now to number 20, Maisa Rav, the Gra. The Gra writes in number 20, Ach yase talis katan shel tzemer. You should wear a talis katan of wool. The titzis shel tzemer. And the titzis should be wool as well. Vimlav, if not, shall shar minim vetitzis shapishan. You could certainly use other types of material. V'chein lovesh hu mitachas lebegadav. The Gra himself wore underneath his clothing ke'ein talis gadol mibeged shel tzemer gefen. The Gra himself wore cotton tzitzis. That's what it says. He wore cotton tzitzis. So why in the world would the Gra read wear cotton tzitzis? We just went through the whole sugya, and he obviously came before the Chavetz Chaim and the Rav Moshe. He was before this. But certainly there are Paskins like the Rava that all materials can be used. So that makes sense. So he Paskins like very clear. The Rama says any beged works. So the Gra Paskin, any beged, even cotton, you'd be owed to the mitzvah. So what they explain here in the footnote, why isn't he concerned with the Mechaber Shita? Shouldn't he try to be Machmir and fulfill every single Shita out there? So they give a couple explanations. If you look in the Maaser Rav and the Sefer, there are a couple explanations brought down. So one explanation is, so now we have a heter, wear cotton, at least the Ashkenazim, we can wear cotton tittis. So one explanation is, you know why the Gra wore cotton tittis? Because the Gra was wearing talis and tefillin all day long. Now, no one does that by looking around the room here. So if you do, so then maybe there's a heter to wear cotton tittis. What does that mean? So the Gra was wearing talis all day long, made of wool. So he's fulfilling the deraisa by wearing talis. But the Gra also wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of lo sasur, of listening to the chachamim. Chachamim say you're yotzei with cotton. So he wear cotton tzitzis underneath his beged to fulfill the lo sasur of the mederban and chiyev on cotton. And on the outside, he wear talis b'temer to chayv mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. That was the understanding of the Gra. That's the Gra's level. So anyone who doesn't wear talis shel tzemer all day has no reason to wear cotton below his shirt. That's one explanation.
The interpretation
of it, trying to figure out why he did certain things. They didn't have the reasoning. The Gra didn't write much. Most of the stuff he wrote was on Kabbalah. Other things are just little notations on Shulchan Aruch. So they try to figure out what was behind it. The other explanation is that the Gra may have been concerned with shatnas. That if he's wearing a linen garment and he's wearing a wool beged underneath it, maybe the strings are going to get mixed up with each other and maybe a concern of shatnas. So if you're not wearing a linen shirt, so there will be no chashash of shatnas, in which case there wouldn't be a heter to wear cotton. I shouldn't say it wouldn't be a heter. There's certainly a heter to wear cotton. But anyways, the Gra certainly wore cotton tzitzis. That's clear from the Maaser Rav. Why? That's open for discussion. But in Orchos Rabbeinu, they quote that the Chaznish and the Stipler and many, many great tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Brak, wore and do wear cotton tzitzis. What's the exclamation?
I think the student of the Gra, I heard.
So the Chaznish said, if the Gra could wear cotton, we could wear cotton. So that's in yeshiva in Hakota. Rabbeinu would say, you guys should all wear cotton. You should wear cotton, and it smells bad. The Chazanish wear cotton, the Gra wear cotton. So that's why he always pushed. Everyone should wear cotton tzitzis. So it's clear from the Chazanish and the Gra and the Stipler, they all wear cotton. But from Rav Moshe, we live in America here, and the Chavetz Chaim, they say, Machmir, Bala Nefesh should wear wool. So there's open. There's choose what you want. Whatever you're comfortable with, it's all open. The Sfaradim don't have much choice, I don't think. But for the Ashkenazim, there are options here. Not many options. It's cotton or wool. But you have one of two to choose from.
Let's say the undershirt and the sisters together. Is there a problem with that? Assuming you can wear cotton.
And that's another discussion, whether or not you should be sweating with the tzitzis. That would be the issue.
If you change it every day, you have a separate, your undershirt
right.
And your sisters together, and you
right.
Have to sweat.
Right. So that's another discussion. We could.
Underneath it.
Right. I'm not. I seem to recall that a person should not wear it directly on the skin. But I need to look in the sugya again for that. And just finally, one last point. The Piskei Tshuvos makes another suggestion why many of the Gedolim wore cotton tittis. It's because they were concerned that if the Gedolim wore wool tittis, so now everyone else would feel the need to wear wool tittis. Now, what's going to happen? If you're not so such a Yerushalmayim, it's very hot out in the summer. I'm not going to wear it at all. So they didn't want to put anyone in that position. So they said, we'll wear cotton, because that's, according to the Ramah, that's certainly Mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. And everyone else will wear cotton as well. This way, everyone will preserve the mitzvah of tzitzis. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up next week. I think I'm going to discuss the topic of